This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of the Lviv region in western Ukraine reported airstrikes in the region Saturday morning. He said on the Telegram messaging app that Russian Su-35 aircraft took off from the airfield in Belarus and carried out missile strikes in Lviv. Ukraine's air defense system shot down four cruise missiles. He did not offer any details about possible casualties or damage. Elsewhere in Kyiv, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said in an online posting that it was struck early Saturday in one district in the eastern part of the capital, saying that there were actually explosions. He said rescuers and paramedics were at the scene and that victims' details would be released later. Klitschko urged residents to heed air raid sirens and warned those who have already fled the capital not to return for now for their safety. The bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital following Russia's withdrawal, most of them fatally shot, according to police, an indication that many people were simply executed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that existing sanctions on Russia are painful but not yet enough to stop the Russian military. He called for the democratic world to ban Russian oil. While U.S. lawmakers and U.S. President Joe Biden have enacted such a ban, Europe relies more heavily on Russian energy supplies, and the U.S. has been working to keep India from stepping up its use of Russian energy. A U.S. ban on seafood imports from Russia over its invasion of Ukraine was supposed to sap billions of dollars from the war machine there, but shortcomings in import regulations mean the Russian-caught pollock, salmon, and crab are likely to enter the U.S. anyway, by way of the country vital to seafood supply chains across the world. This is VOA News. The United States may be heading into another COVID-19 surge with cases rising nationally and in most states after a two-month decline. Experts do not know how high that mountain will climb or grow, but they don't expect a peak nearly as high as the last one when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through the population. Still, experts warn the coming wave will wash across the nation and push up hospitalizations in a growing number of states, especially those with a low vaccination rate. In the coming weeks, most cases are now being caused by a subvariant known as BA2 that is thought to be 30% more contagious. Health officials in several countries are investigating mysterious cases of severe liver disease in children. They think it may be related to a type of virus usually associated with colds. The UK, US, Ireland, and Spain have all reported cases in which children came down with hepatitis, an inflammation of the liver that in some cases can become life-threatening. The US cases were all in Alabama, but officials are looking for other cases elsewhere. None of the children have died, but a few needed liver transplants. The British government is saying that it plans to start putting asylum seekers on one-way flights to Rwanda within weeks as it defends a deal that has outraged refugee groups and humanitarian organizations. Britain and Rwanda announced Thursday that they had struck an agreement that will see some people arriving in the UK as stowaways on trucks or in small boats sent 4,000 miles to the East African country where their asylum claims will be processed, and if successful, they will stay. The British government says the plan will discourage people from making dangerous attempts to cross the English Channel and put people smuggling gangs out of business, but critics of the Conservative government said legal and political hurdles mean the five flights may never happen. They accused the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of using the headline-grabbing policy to distract attention from his political troubles. Johnson has been resisting calls to resign after being fined by police this week for attending a party in his office in 2020 that broke coronavirus lockdown rules. Recapping our top story, the governor of Lviv region in western Ukraine reported airstrikes in the region on Saturday morning. Also, the Kyiv mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said in an online posting that Kyiv was struck early Saturday in a district in the eastern part of the capital, saying that there were explosions and the bodies of more than 900 civilians were discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital following Russia's withdrawal. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.